Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's frickin' Friday. Goddamn, another week already, man. We have the October gone, man. Everything's just flying by because it's just a blur of shit. It's also the 16th day of, it's the 16th day of October, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself today. Well, it is currently 58 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 72 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's fall. But it's been some, man, yesterday was a beautiful day, and hopefully today, you know, it'll be just the day will be beautiful, but the fucking situation that we're living in this most beautiful fucking country is dog shit. Pure fucking dog shit. That being said, how's the weather today out there in Nazi Joysy, John?
Well, Henry, with over here, I guess in a word would be, it's a little shitty, but not terrible. Right now, we're over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean. We currently have 57 degrees, very cloudy skies. It's been raining all day, but it's been a slow rain, nothing real hard, just a constant drizzle all day, and looks like it's going to continue into the evening, and then it's going to clear out tonight. But other than that, actually a nice fall day.
Anything particular poking you in the eye today?
Well, I love all the back and forth that's coming out about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, his son, and their connection to that energy company, I believe out of Ukraine, Burisma, whatever it is. And now they've got emails that confirm all this and the millions of dollars that were given to him for access, you know, access to Joe Biden and access to government contracts and so forth. And, you know, Henry, okay, it's just politics as usual because none of them are going to go to jail anyway.
It's because it's capitalism, dude.
Capitalism. We'll call it that.
Yeah, it's capitalism. That's what that is. Anyway, that's what I'm going to be talking about here in just about a minute. We're going to talk about capitalism. We're going to talk about what it really is and why it cannot be in this goddamn country. Anyway, if it's all right with you, we'll start out with that in just a minute.
No, that sounds good, Henry.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Capitalism. This is a capitalist country. This isn't a fucking free republic. This isn't a republic based on the rights of the individual. This is capitalism, people. It's the same shit that the people who came here fled from when they left England. This is fucking about slavery. This is about usury. Goodbye, middle class. Half of all American workers made less than $34,248.45 last year. This is from Economic Collapse, sent in by Misty, for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. If you are making less than $3,000 a month, you have plenty of company, because about half of the country is in the exact same boat. The Social Security Administration just released new wage statistics for 2019. And they are pretty startling. To me, the most alarming thing in the entire report is the fact that the median income, yearly income wage, was just $34,248.45 last year. In other words, half of all American workers made less than $34,248.45 in 2019, and half of all American workers made more than $34,248.45. That isn't a whole lot of money. In fact, when you divide $34,248.45 by 12, you get just $2,854.05. Needless to say, it is not easy to survive in America today on just $2,854.05 a month. And this may help to explain why we have been seeing so many people fall out of the middle class in recent years. But there's no transfer of wealth in this country. These fucking capitalists are not a part of a cabal, a goddamn collective that are running this government for the Zion Empire to drain every fucking inch of wealth out of this fucking country that belongs to the fucking people. No! These are capitalists. These are good, fine fucking people. Billionaires. Wealth tops $10.2 trillion as millions struggle to amid pandemic. Oh, here's your goddamn capitalists. This is from RT. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A new report by UBS and PwC reveals that the world's super rich, did extremely well during the coronavirus crisis this year, increasing their already huge fortunes by more than a quarter. See, once you got the fucking money, you can manipulate the situation to take the fucking risk. That's what capitalism is. You filthy fucking motherfuckers, you're all going to fucking hang. According to research, their wealth grew by 27.5%. Oh, I wonder where that money that was on that last one that's gone, wonder where it went. Through capitalism. Not a free enterprise system. Present at the height of the crisis from April to July, reaching a combined $10.2 trillion. The billionaires had mostly benefited from betting on the recovery of the global stock markets, which were fucking fed by this fucking so-called stimulus. You know, they gave $1,200 to the fucking peons, to the coolies, to the fucking subjects, and the rest of, they still got it sitting in bank accounts, pumping it into the fucking market to pump it up, to put it in the pocket of the fucking few. You know, the goddamn capitalists. Because they're capitalizing on the fact that they have fucking created a fraudulent system that allows them to loot this fucking country and fucking and subjugate the fucking people that the fucking country belongs to. The billionaires and mostly benefited from betting on the recovery of global stock markets, UBS said, noting that their wealth had hit, quote, a new high, surpassing the previous peak of $8.9 trillion reached at the end of 2017. The number of billionaires has also hit a new record high of 2,189, up from 2,158 in 2017. Billionaires did extremely well during the COVID crisis. Not only did they ride the storm, to the downside, but they also gained on the upside as the stock markets rebounded through the pumping in of trillions of dollars from the fucking, and it comes from the fucking, those people that used to be the middle fucking class. That's where the money came from. You can see it missing over there, and here it is right here in the hands of the fucking few. The fucking goddamn capitalists. Capitalism is a fucking crime. It is the ultimate fucking form of usury. You are a piece of shit if you fucking believe in it. If you exercise it. This is how you'll defeat. You cut your own brother's fucking throat for fucking $2. You sickening bunch of cocksuckers. Not only did they ride this. Okay, we did that. I said Joseph Stadler, the head of UBS's ultra-high net worth of department. Stadler explained that the super rich were able to benefit from the crisis because they had, quote, the stomach. Oh, they had the stomach. And a billion fucking dollars already piled up. Billions, people. There are son of a bitches out there making tens of billions of dollars a year. You tell me how that is fucking possible in an honest fucking system on a level fucking playing ground. And these same son of a bitches received the corporate welfare. How many of them were busted fucking getting the SP money? How many? How many have gone to jail? How many have been prosecuted? None.
Hey, they were talking about the censorship, the Holocaust, the other day. Anybody that talks about that will be censored, they were talking about. And I was like, well, the people are going to feel the same rap that the people out there were speaking truth back in 2010 and 11.
Yep.
They're going to censor everyone.
Well, hell yeah, they are. They fucking shut down a ton of YouTube channels yesterday. Stradler, the super rich, where were we? Billionaires, where were we? Oh, stomach. To buy more company shares when equity markets around the world were crashing. Sure, they fucking crashed them down, then bought the fucking stock, and then took borrowed money in the name of my great-great-great-great-grandchildren by now. And fucking pumped it into the market, pumped it back up, and all that fucking money went right in their fucking pocket as the fucking businesses and every place that the fucking peons, the coolies, where they work for the fucking capitalists, you know, that fucking ruling class that we're gonna fucking wipe off this goddamn planet. Sufficient risk appetite, and we're confident to gamble. They weren't gambling anything. It was a fucking setup. They had been pumping money into that failing fucking market since fucking November. Way before fucking Coronas. And then they couldn't get enough pumped in there. It was going to fucking crash. There was going to be 20 million fucking foreclosures. And whoa, here come coronavirus. Open up the fucking, the account. Where did this money come from? What came from them fucking middle, what used to be the fucking middle class, didn't it? That's why I tell you these people fucking tell me about, oh yeah, one person had the fucking nerve to tell me in a fucking, enforcing the Bill of Rights is a pipe dream. It's gonna be a pipe upside your fucking head. How many people you think you can fucking take on, motherfuckers? And bring your fucking Chi-Cons in. We'll fucking plant their fucking asses too. You fucking thieves. This is theft. Thievery. That's what capitalism is. And you gotta be the lowest form of life to ever slither across this fucking planet to participate in it. Sufficient risk appetite. And we're confident to gamble some of their considerable fortunes. Some of their fucking bullshit. It's like Gates and fucking that son of a bitch for Yahoo, these fucking oligarchs in this goddamn country. These are goddamn corporate fucking fiefdoms. That's what our states, our counties, and our fucking municipalities have been turned into, is fiefdoms. And it's a fucking, this is a goddamn monarchy. This is a fucking mammon monarchy. You're worshippers of money. You make me fucking want to puke. Tax burden equal to 70% rate crushes Americans unable to pay. This is from Yahoo News. Boy, you better start doing some fucking counting. You better start fucking take your fucking shoes off, because you ain't smart enough to do nothing but dial a fucking phone and sign a fucking piece of paper. That's how you get your fucking billions. That's how you capitalize, you cocksuckers. Tax burden equal to 70% rate crushes Americans unable to pay. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by the People for Life and Freedom. Millions of low-income Americans are locked into poverty thanks to U.S. tax policy, Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta researchers say. About a quarter of the lower-income workers, because that's all you are, is a worker. You don't own this goddamn country. Those capitalists fucking own it. They fucking owned it from the get-go. The guy, see, you didn't fight for a fucking country and where you would have freedom and liberty on every square fucking inch of it, and it belonged to you. You fought so that it could belong to the fucking aristocracy that were the same cocksuckers that were fucking oppressing the people in the colonies. Old Georgie fucking faggot Washington. And fucking Adams and Madison. All those fucking criminal fucking corporate cocksucking corporate motherfuckers. Poorer families may rely on medical insurance, welfare payments, food stamps, housing vouchers, and tax credits. That's subsidizing the fucking goddamn capitalists. Now you get subsidized too. And I'll tell you, they talk about the welfare in this country. Since the beginning of this country, it's been nothing but corporate fucking welfare. You didn't fucking entrepreneur nothing, you motherfuckers. You did not fucking get it through honest fucking labor and capitalism. You fucking had it handed to you because you were a part of the Masonic dirty church fucking cabal. And you pass it down generationally to the point to where you're fucking in my fucking face now, and you're in the face of a fucking about 300 million motherfuckers who've had enough of your shit. Go ahead.
Hey, Henry, this is Will over from Ohio.
How's it going, brother?
How's it going? I got a question about fighting. I've been thinking about this a lot lately because I'm building a bug-out bag, and I'm thinking about what kind of existence it's going to be when we're just running, looking over our shoulders all the fucking time. Why don't we just stand and fight these motherfuckers? I don't understand this whole idea of running and hiding and bugging out. It doesn't make any sense to me anymore. I'm ready to start shooting these motherfuckers now.
I hear you. I have no intent to run anywhere. There's nowhere to run. I mean, I've heard these. Yeah. We've talked about the people. Oh, I'm going to go up to Canada. Go on up to Canada. You'll find the same fucking thing up there. This is a world fucking operation. This is to institute a new world order. You fucking fight where you stand. Huh?
There's nowhere to go. There's people in the truth movement talking about freedom cells and forming communities. They're never going to leave us the fuck alone.
No, they're not. They're not going to leave us alone until we kill them dead. That's what stops a fucking communist, a bullet through their head. Period.
Exactly. I just stumbled across you guys
recently. Real quick comment. Now, remember the last time someone tried one of these little freedom cells, one of these little locations, just to be left alone? What were they called? Oh, yeah. They came in and burned them out. Men, women, and children, the Branch Davidians, who wanted nothing more, really, than to just be left alone.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's, I don't know if you've heard of the Conscious Resistance, these guys out of Texas, and that's all they talk about is little freedom cells here, freedom cells. They're going to hunt you the fuck down.
Yes, they are. Every person has got to be ready to stand and fight right where they are right fucking now. And if everybody did it, it's just like when the people walked out when they said they couldn't go to the beach and they just came out. We outnumber, so greatly outnumber them, they just walked out on the beach. There wasn't a fucking thing they could do about it. Have a fucking gun with you this time.
Absolutely.
There is.
I'm going to get off here. Thank you.
No problem, but you're right. There is no other fucking way, people. Don't think there is.
There's no option.
No, sir.
Violence with violence. All right, thank you.
Yep. Poor families may rely on medical insurance. Over there, talking about welfare payments. See, they got to throw that fucking shit in. You corporate, dirty, low-down, goddamn, capitalist, motherfucking, criminal, son of a bitches are the biggest fucking welfare recipients to ever exist on this planet. And we just talked about the billionaires and all the billions in welfare that you just fucking got because it was the fucking money borrowed in the name of we the people that pumped into the goddamn Wall Street that fucking get filled you, made your fucking mountains higher. Let's get real. But the bottom line is there's a few of you motherfuckers, and there's goddamn hundreds of millions of us. And when this happens, it's going to be a terrible fucking destruction, but goddamn, you fucking forced it. I want to hear you fucking plead for your fucking life in a common law court, you low-life son of a bitches. I want to hear you plead. I want to hear your reasoning behind it. Oh, because you're you. This country belongs to each and every goddamn one of us. Every American national owns it. And that's another thing the son of a bitch said. Oh, isn't that like you're talking about communism? No. Communism is when a collective owns it as a collective. We own it as individuals. That means if you want to take one fucking inch of it, you got to take 320 million of us to fucking court. And you have to have it, and you got to do it as a fucking individual. In your individual capacity, or you can't fucking touch it. That means everything that you've done, every transfer of land to fucking China, to any fucking foreign entity, to any transfer to your fucking, even going back to the days of the railroad, when we paid to build the railroad, and you gave them motherfuckers thousands of square miles of fucking land for just fucking being, because they were a part of the good old boy Masonic fucking nationalist fucking club, huh? Paid them. And then it belongs to them. It's like this fucking town I live in. We fucking paid to dig the fucking well. We paid to fucking set up the fucking piping. We paid to do it all. And then in 1984, it turned into a corporation, and some son of a bitch and goddamn Mason owns the son of a bitch and waterworks now. Yeah, how in the fuck that happened? Where's my goddamn money for it? Go ahead.
Yeah, most people know that we don't live in a republic no more. And they don't even understand. A lot of these people don't even understand. They don't even own their property. Like, that's how bad it has gotten for a lot of people. They think they own it. They truly do, because they pay taxes and all this shit. But they truly don't own it, and they sit there and go, yeah, this is the greatest democracy. I'm like, this country's not based on a democracy. It was based on a republic.
It just flat out is not a democracy. If you listen to any of these fucking hearings for this fucking phony ass judge whore, this unelected piece of fucking Jew shit that thinks they're gonna fucking dictate our fucking lives to us and interpret who we are and what we can do and treat us like we are wards of their fucking government. You would hear every fucking one of this democracy, this is not a fucking democracy. The Bill of Fucking Rights is the supreme law of this land, ratified December 15, 1791. And it's going to be enforced on your fucking glasses, and you are all fucking criminals. I got the two guys, what the fuck is it here, you got fucking Biden talking about, you know, I'm gonna mandate a fucking mask if I'm fucking made president. Go ahead and try it, you son of a bitch. You have zero fucking authority. You are in violation of the law. Fuck you. It's just a goddamn. It's just a criminal gang, is all it is, people. That has hired fucking. You know, they've hired their fucking muscle. Which is Blackwater USA. There was no authorization for any kind of policing over the people by a goddamn government. Remember, it was supposed to be that government that served you. Well, they're fucking serving you, all right. They're serving fucking what belongs to you over to the fucking capitalist motherfuckers. I'm a capitalist. I just got a big fucking huge grant from the fucking government to build me a fucking goddamn plant, a railroad, what might have you. I get to own it, and the people are going to pay for it, and they're going to pay me to use it.
They don't have us under their goddamn thumb, Henry. That's for fucking sure. you know, they can talk all they want, but, you know, they don't, they don't got 20 million of us under their goddamn thumb.
Yeah, but when you hear people talk about joining one side or the other, you know, that's what's been the fucking issue yesterday. Joining one side or the other, and it didn't have a goddamn thing actually to do with fucking capitalism. It had to do with that Bill of Rights that's just a fucking pipe dream. I would love for you to tell that to the motherfuckers back in 1791 that fucking ratified that fucking piece of paper that it was just a pipe dream. They'd have fucking hung your ass the next fucking day. But what it came down to was abortion. You see, fucking, these son of a bitches, boy, they were fucking all this freedom and the liberty. They want it, man. But they want it for themselves and not for others. They would rather keep the fucking goddamn unlawful, criminal, fucking corporation, United States Corporation, and the unlawful fucking 14th Amendment making them subjects. If they, as an uninterested party, can take jurisdiction over a woman when she becomes fucking pregnant. You want your jurisdiction over somebody that, because they come pregnant, you know what's best for people, you son of a bitches? You got your private fucking beliefs and you're gonna fucking force them on us? Come on and give her a go. We'll see about that fucking pipe dream. Come give it a go. I've thought about the subject. You know, fucking, take a subject. Like, I mean, these son of a bitches would have it so you couldn't take fucking contraceptives. I mean, you, these fucking fanatic motherfuckers would have it till you could fuck. A man is wearing a rubber and a woman fucking took a pill and neither one of them worked, and it happens all the fucking time and you know it. Oh, but hey, I'm going to take jurisdiction over you because you fucked. You think you can do that, you cocksucker? You think you got the fucking what it takes? Bring it! Bring it! It is. Just the fucking gall of it all. To think that I'm sitting here, I don't even know your fucking name. But you became pregnant, so now I have some kind of goddamn jurisdictional authority over you just because I'm a member of the fucking collective. See, they want rid of the fucking corporation, all right, but we still got to have a state government so that we can make state laws against things like abortion. Because I don't believe in fucking abortion, don't you see? Well, you don't believe in it, fucking file a fucking case and have no standing and see what the person that you file it against does to your fucking ass in the common law court. It's none of your goddamn business. What's wrong with you fucking cocksuckers out there? They want to kill every fucking one of you. John, by the way, I got that little piece that you wanted. When you go to do your report, you just give me the fucking word and I'll play it. But these fucking pedophiles that you are joining with, that fucking, I mean, goddamn the shit that they fucking do to children, and you've got the unmitigated, I'm going to join with them. Because they'll give me power over that woman over there because she got pregnant. Ain't none of your fucking business, asshole.
Yeah, we're reading this shit on the in the fucking internet about that, how they want to give pedophiles a green light. Now, you know, it's like unbelievable.
You bet.
What the fuck is with this?
That's what these stupid fucks don't realize. Government was never meant to have any power over we the people. No collective was. I don't care if there's 10 million of you out there. Fuck you. You only way you can get jurisdiction over me is as an individual. And you're going to do it as an individual. You're not all going to get together and say, well, we all believe this way, so that's how you're going to live. No, that's how you're going to fucking die. And I just gave you the fucking numbers, motherfuckers. You think it ain't going to happen? You fucking push people down to they're hungry and you fucking watch what happens. You fucking disgust me. The goddamn, just the idea that anyone would want to take fucking control of somebody else just makes me want to puke. That person, you don't even know who the fuck they are. Oh, she's pregnant. Ah, right away, I have jurisdiction over you. You know, think about it this way, guys. You're sitting there, the guy standing there, there's his fucking sperm in him. Who's it belong to? Does it belong to you? That woman's That woman standing there. The eggs inside her. Who do they belong to? Do they belong to you? But yeah, when they come together, all of a sudden, you claim some fucking right over it. You don't have it. You fucking sick in the head son of a bitches. Go live your own fucking life and leave other people alone. Mind your own goddamn business before you get your fucking nose broke. We're going to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Go to his head. His wife's aggravation. You soon end up dead. That's the same old story. Same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story. Same old song and dance, my friend. Shame and look and loser. You played with my gun. No smooth face and lawyer can get you undone. Say love.
This is garbage. This is fucking garbage, man.
I mean, it's not rock the place. What do you think?
Ask me.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and my brother John D., United States Marine fighting tyranny. And it's like this, guys, to sum it all up. When you let them make statutory law, when you let them make a law about anything, they weren't allowed to make laws concerning our private lives and our private autonomy. Never were they allowed. But when you allow that law to set out there, then the state charges under that goddamn law. You've thrown away the procedural due process guaranteed to every fucking American national by the supreme law of this fucking land. Even writing these fucking statutes is a violation of that law. You make a law against goddamn abortion? Oh, well, what does that cover? So when you come into the goddamn court, into their Star Chamber court, then you have your Star Chamber judge that is hired by the state, not elected by the people. And this is what we're going to let in. The only question that the jury can consider is, did she have the abortion or not? Well, it was going to kill the white mother. That is irrelevant. The only question that you can take on, jury, you listen to me, jury, because I control the jury, because this isn't a common law jury. This is a goddamn Star Chamber court jury. I control you. The only question you can go with is, did she do it or not? I don't care about the fucking motive. We're talking about God. See, this is how they get out of their goddamn, the cops killing people. We following the procedure. That makes it all right.
It's getting worse and worse and worse. Forgive me, then say take a fucking mile.
You're goddamn right. Anyway, it's time for the tactical report, so I'll turn the mic over to you, John, and cue me when you want me to run that soundbite.
All right, Henry. Well, we'll probably get to that first, so let me just do my little roll in here. I am John D., U.S. Marine fighting tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Friday, and for those who follow where this word comes from, it comes from the Norse gods, Frigg or Frigg's Day, which, of course, became our Friday. It is October 16th, 2020. It is 15:43 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:43 to all you civilians out there, and to all the retards who think they're going to vote for somebody or they're going to pick Trump just because he's the better choice. Yeah, because look what's out there. So I don't want to vote, but you know what? There's no one out there really but Trump, so I'm going to vote for him. For all you retards, Mickey's little hand is just past the three, and his big hand is just past that thing that looks like a little snowman. That would be the number 8. All right. Now, I had no place in particular for it, but I didn't know Henry had actually accomplished it. I had sent him a video, and it's actually talking about the Jewish mafia that runs this country, along with a bunch of other things, and including how they control most, if not all, the politicians in this country, or at least one form of control over them, and that's through their little honey traps. That is, they set up these these little rooms with cameras hidden all over the place. They bring them on over for a party. They have them, they film them having sex with little boys, little girls, farm animals, whatever it is they're into. And then when it's time for them to vote a certain way, they'll just come on over with a few pictures and say, yeah, I think it would be in your interest to vote this way for Israel, don't you think? Because remember, that's what Ghislaine Maxwell did. She was a front agent, here, an operative here in America for Israel, for the Mossad. So I sent Henry this video. Now, the video itself is pretty long. In fact, what was the name of it? Let me see if I got it here. I had a note on it.
I've got Head of the Snake.
Oh, Head of the Snake. Yes, thank you. Let me see if I got the whole name here. Counterintelligence. It was Head of the Snake, and I'm trying to remember the name of the whole thing. I wrote it down here somewhere. Just trying to see if I can get it.
I can hardly see. It's like Wiener or something. Huh? Weaver, Wiener, something like that. I can't see it from this distance.
Head of the Snake, it was something like Massah. I don't remember the whole name of it. Wexner.
Wexner, that was it.
Wexner. And for people who don't know who Wexner is probably one of the main agents of human trafficking in this country. Les Wexner, also considered kind of the head of the Jewish mafia here. And, you know, he's about as dirty as any of them that come, but he's also well-protected. So anyway, I sent the video, and in the video, it talks about Epstein. At one point, it gets to Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein and their connection, and some of the people that utilize their services, up and including Donald Trump. And in it was, they clipped in there, in the video, even though it wasn't about Wexner, they actually had a small interview with one of the girls that Donald Trump, our president, had raped. In fact, she was underage at the time. In the interview, she talks about how the oldest one there was 16, she believes, which was not her. So I believe she was 14 or 15. And not only did Donald Trump rape this girl, but he raped her right in front of his daughter, Tiffany. And after he got done raping her, and because she was a virgin, she was bleeding when he was done, Tiffany is the one that comes over to the girl and actually apologizes to her for the way her father just basically sodomized her. So here's a little clip, and Henry was good enough to just take out that little excerpt because it's a long video. It's probably a good hour and a half, but it's about a one and a half minute excerpt from her public disclosure, her public confession of this rape by Donald Trump. And her name is, again, I just said it, Katie Johnson, if I remember right. Katie Johnson. So, Henry, if you'd be kind enough to play this so people can hear what kind of man that really is going to make America great again.
I did receive money to go to these parties. After every party, I was paid by Mr. Epstein. There wasn't... Out of all the girls that were there with me, most of them were 13, 14. I think the oldest one might have been 16, just turned 16. I mean, she'd been there for a while. He'd see me, he would say, oh man, you look, and it wasn't like a, oh, you remind me of my daughter. It was this sick, evil, like, you remind me of my daughter. It was just this weird pleasure, sick smile. Like, I don't even want to know what he was thinking about. I could imagine what he was thinking about. After the parties would end, we were to report to Mr. Epstein and basically tell him everything that happened, with who, what they liked, what they disliked, if there was any requests, if there was any talk about anything. That's what, you know, we told Mr. Epstein everything. He ripped off all my clothes. And he started to basically have sex with me, and I was screaming because I'd never had sex before. It was my first time, and Tiffany was yelling at him too. She was saying that I was a virgin, and he told us to just shut the fuck up and just basically took my virginity while I was crying and telling him to stop, and that's basically begging for him to just stop. And Tiffany didn't know what else to do either. No one was there to help us, or me. So after the fact, you know, he basically finishes it. You know, it didn't take that long at all. I mean, but it was just, it felt like it was like 5.5 hours. It felt like it was an eternity. Like, I don't even know how long it was. But he was done, and I was crying, and Tiffany was consulting me, and she was, you know, apologizing. She told me that she just never put me in that situation again. But he comes over mad because I was crying, and he said that I should be thankful that someone like Donald Trump took my virginity. Rosie basically didn't say took my virginity. He said, I should be glad that someone like Donald Trump popped my cherry and not some pimply little 14-year-old. And I just was like, what if I said, what if I get pregnant? Not even talking to him. I didn't want to talk to him. I was talking to Tiffany. And he said, well, you'll get an abortion then, bitch, and then just walked away. And I asked. I went. I told Tiffany I needed to go home.
All right. Well, thank you for playing that, Henry. And again, that's just a small part of the interview because they only have a small section of that interview in this particular video called, I found it, Head of the Snake, Wexner, Maxwell's, Mossad, and Mega Group Exposed.
How old is that? How old is that tape?
That I don't know. I don't know, and she didn't give a date, at least in that segment, because, again, this was a segment of a larger interview that was taken out and incorporated into this video that we did get it from, but we don't have, I don't have, or I have not seen the entire interview where she goes on about this, discloses this. So I don't know how long ago it was, when it occurred. She may have mentioned it in the entire interview, but in the small segment that was incorporated into this Head of the Snake video, that was cut off or wasn't in there. So I don't know when
JD?
It actually occurred. Yeah.
Yeah, JD, it's Katie. Hi there. Yeah, I never knew that it was Trump's daughter, Tiffany. God.
Trump and raped her in front of his daughter, Trump Tiffany. And then Tiffany's the one who goes over and consoles the girl because her father just raped her.
Wow. God. I watched that whole video some time ago, but yeah, I had no idea it was yeah, his own daughter. That's disgusting.
Well, and she talks about, she mentions how Donald Trump gave her this leering kind of look like, ooh, you remind me of my daughter, and then he rapes her.
We got to blow these motherfuckers out of this country.
Yeah, and as sick as that sounds, now I know some of you may be just listen to that and your stomach may feel a little upset or twisted or turned. Some of you even may feel slightly nauseous from it because the average mind, the respectable mind, the rational mind would be completely appalled by this. That's not even the worst of it. In fact, that's actually mild compared to what really goes on most of the time with these sickos, these ultra elite, these New World Order types, these real sexual deviants, these people deviants. It's not even sexual deviants, they're people deviants. They despise humanity, or at least they treat humanity like they despise them. And this is one of the ways, though, that they get their pleasure is by making other people suffer. And this is just one of the ways. This isn't even the worst of it. Henry had sent me a video, actually an email, and I just got it loaded up. It wouldn't load, but it did load just before the show, so I didn't have time to read it. And in that one, it talks about how Bill Clinton had actually attacked one of these young girls and then had bitten her lip so bad that it almost had been bitten off, and obviously it was bleeding profusely and stuff, and obviously she had to have stitches and stuff. And that was taken through the legal channels, and, of course, it was immediately and totally squashed. So nothing ever happened to Bill Clinton because, well, he's Bill Clinton. And so when you think of how bad this is, this little interview that you just heard, that's actually one of the more mild cases of what these people really do, super mild by comparison to some of them. Remember, in the end, some of them actually kill these girls so that they don't talk, or killing is part of the sexual satisfaction that they get. So the fact that this girl got to live through this, and maybe if she was lucky, he never touched her again, but that's not true for a lot of the victims of these type of sickos that are running this country, running these very large institutions, running these banking systems, running these large corporations, and trying to run the world now under this international communism that they're trying to institute here. Anyway, I just wanted to play that, and I thank you, Henry, for getting that clip out for me. So I don't have the skills to do that. But Henry is pretty good at it, and so he did that for me. Thank you. All right, so let me get going here because there's some other stuff I want to get. Yeah, come on up real quick, and then I want to get going.
My president raped your honor student.
Yeah, there's a bumper sticker if I ever heard one. All right, so, you know, I actually had someone, that, you know, and I've been explaining it to some friends here, you know, what's really going on, because they're waking up to it, they realize things are bad. They said, I've always known how bad it is, but I didn't know how bad it really was. And so I've been explaining things to a lot of them, and they still are on this kick about going to vote, especially since, well, they're going to vote for Trump because, well, he's the best one out there. I don't like him. I know he's dirty. I know he's corrupt, but he's still the best one out there. Well, this is like choosing between arsenic or cyanide. Which one do you want for your drink there, your after-dinner aperitif? You want arsenic or cyanide? It doesn't matter which one you pick because they're all ruled by the same class of people, which goes all the way back to the Rothschilds. Anyway, let me get moving here. Now, Henry was talking about their ruling corporate media and their regulations and their laws, and he talked about how, you know, they're going to require you to have sex or stuff like that, or wear condoms when you're having sex. Well, in that vein, here we go, over in Sputnik News. The rule of no sex. Boris bans, when they say Boris, they're talking about Boris Johnson over there in Britain. He's a British prime minister, what do you call it? Member of Parliament, MP. He's a British MP, member of Parliament, Boris Johnson. They call him Bojo sometimes, which I really don't like. I can't stand that. But they call him Boris Johnson. And so he said the rule of no sex. Boris bans Brits from bonking in infectious zones. That's right, people. Now the government's telling you, you can't have sex, period. Forget about whether you're going to use a condom or not. Oh, no, no. You're gonna not have any sex. And I remember there was an article just a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember if I covered it, but they were talking about even if you have internet sex, you know, where you're in one location and you're looking at your computer camera and your partner there's at another location looking in their computer camera, and so you're having some computer sex, as they call it, and they were advising those people to wear their masks. That's right, people. This is what's in store for us if we allow it to continue. Anyway, I did want to mention this story right here because Henry was just going on talking about their abortion and their desperation to control every aspect of our lives, even when it comes to you having sex. And if this doesn't say that clearly, then nothing ever will. All right, let's do a real quick fly over the fraud called the financial markets. We've got gold at $1,902 an ounce. It was up to 915, and then sure as shit, like clockwork, right about 10 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, there was a smackdown in gold, which drove it all the way down to 1896 or so, 1897, and then it bounced back slightly. And that's the normal routine right there, because that's done through London or out of London, and so their closing time tends to be right around our opening time or slightly after our opening time. So that's why you always see the price of gold or silver get smacked down shortly after the opening of our stock market here on the East Coast. All right, silver is at $24.22. And in those major fraud indicators, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 300 points at 28,769. U.S. dollar index is still holding steady at about 94%. Crude oil is down 9 cents at $40.87 a barrel. Now remember, the Federal Reserve, along with other central banks, have now been announcing they're going to be coming out with a digital currency. Well, it's not a digital currency, people. It's a fucking digit in a computer somewhere. That's it. It's not even currency. You don't even have the luxury of having the paper to wipe your ass with when it goes completely worthless, because all fiat currencies go to their intrinsic value of zero, as Voltaire warned us about in the 1700s. And that is coming, people. But right now, for those who do want to gamble with the cryptocurrency system, Bitcoin is down $164 at $11,344. Ethereum is down $11 at $367. Litecoin is down a whopping $2.20. That's a big move for Litecoin because it's only $47 a coin. And one more, Monero. There's something like 1,500 cryptocurrencies out there right now. I'm only giving you some of the more well-known ones. But there's another one called Monero, and that's down $10 at $120 a coin. All right, let's get moving here. Talking about this bullshit, this fraud, this con called COVID-19, this pandemic, this epidemic. Let's look at this headline. Zero Hedge. U.S. tops 8 million COVID-19 cases. Global tally nears 40 million. Now remember, people, the CDC admitted COVID-19 is bullshit. Nobody has the fucking virus isolated. In fact, I downloaded from CDC, right from their website, and the report is called CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus, parentheses, 2019-nCoV, close parentheses, Real-Time RT-PCR Diagnostic Panel. And under it says for emergency use only. Now, when they put that in there for emergency use only, that means it wasn't supposed to be disseminated to the general public. It was supposed to be internal use only and is basically classified as confidential information. So this somehow did get leaked or made it onto their website for general access, which was probably a mistake, because in it, they declare they have never actually identified anything that you might call a genetically unique virus that we call COVID-19. In fact, it's a long document. It's a big, thick document full of lots of technical obfuscation. Obfuscation. Now, when I was in engineering school, when I was getting my engineering degree, one of the courses I took was technical writing. That is, when you are going to be an engineer, you also have to learn how to read engineering terms and how to write engineering reports. And you have to write like an engineer. You're not writing a literary science story. You are producing a technical document. And the considerations for that, the criteria for that, is far different than any of your normal English writing standards. So luckily, I had, for my technical writing course, I had a Dr. Barrett, who was actually former Army intelligence. Which was pretty cool, because I used to stay after class a lot and talk with him. We used to talk a lot of military shop. But he was former Army intelligence. And the reason that was great was because when he was teaching us how to write technical reports, he also taught us how to read and interpret technical reports that would be written specifically to bullshit people, to lie, to obfuscate the facts. And so he taught us also how to actually interpret, how to read reports and recognize immediately when obfuscation was going on. That is the use of really over-the-top general terms and misapplied technical terms that most people would not bother to double-check on to see if the term is being used properly, because they're actually trying to hide certain facts. So in this report by the CDC, I'm just going to jump to page 43. Let's just read this one little line, because this is the tell in this whole huge document. Here is one of the biggest tells in it. And it says, let's see, here we go. Now, remember what I told you, RT-PCR. This is what they call the COVID-19 test, which stands for reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction, which is not a test at all. It's a technique used by geneticists for DNA amplification, using it to test for specific viruses, especially something as mundane as a cold virus, is like using a voltmeter to try and tell you how much money you have in your bank account. Now, you have a bank account, and there is a way to read how much money in it, and you may have a voltmeter, which is good for reading voltage, but one has nothing to do with the other, people. And that's exactly the case you have here. RT-PCR tests have absolutely nothing to do with diagnostic procedures, especially for diagnosing something as specific as something like a common cold or a so-called virus that they have genetically identified as unique, which they haven't done with the COVID-19. And it says right here in their own report. So let me see if I can find here. I should have outlined it. Did I put up page 43? Yeah, attempting to find coronavirus. Oh, no, that's that. Here we go. I'm on the wrong page. Activated tests. Oh, what page was that? It was 39, I think it was. Let me skip back here to 39 if I remember right. Here we go. Diluted to. Oh, fuck. I didn't highlight the right page here. All right, because I had this huge document. I thought I wrote it down. I'm just trying to see if I can find it real quick. Isolates. No, it's not here. I thought it was page 39. All right. Anyway, basically what it says, I'll find it, and I'll bring it back up Monday, give you the exact page and read it specifically. But what it says is that they have not found any isolates of a COVID-19 virus. What that means is, and that's some of that technical talk. What that means is nobody has found or identified, or certainly no one that the CDC is aware of has found or identified any specific instance of anybody identifying and isolating a COVID-19 virus. Now, you need the virus to isolate the antibody. You need the antibody and or the virus, typically you want both, to create a vaccine. So how the hell can you possibly create a vaccine when the CDC is admitting that nobody has a COVID-19 isolate, meaning nobody has specifically trapped or found determine a specific class or a pathogen that we're calling COVID-19. Nobody has it. So how can you possibly have a test for it? And how can you say the U.S. tops 80 million COVID-19 cases and the global tally is 40 million? There is no test for it. So how can you say that? Oh, that's right. Because it's bullshit, people. Pure, unadulterated bullshit. They are lying to your face flat out. I love how they'll say, oh, they're misquoting. They misspoke. That's all. They misunderstood the technical data. No, no. This is flat out lying to your face. Period. I'll get the page number. I apologize. I thought I had that highlighted on here, and I didn't. Storage requirements, storage activation, attempting to find the one that could not find any viruses. Yeah, I didn't put that on there. I can't believe I didn't do that. I marked a bunch of other stuff, but the very page that I wanted to highlight more than any other, I forgot to actually highlight it. All right, I'll find it another time. All right, let's get moving. I got a lot to cover here. So I mentioned that because let's see what the next one is. I like this over in Shit Hit the Fan Plan. CDC study, most COVID-19 cases were admitted mask wearers. That is, most of the people who came down with these cold symptoms or flu-like symptoms or symptoms they're attributing to be COVID-19 were determined to be caused in people who were religious mask wearers. Now remember, nobody's identified the COVID-19 so-called pathogen. So we don't know if there's actually a single case of it anywhere on the planet because nobody has the diagnostic tool for it, and nobody has actually identified what they call isolates. That is, they have isolated the particular virus that they're declaring is the COVID-19, and they certainly have not isolated any of the antibodies that are created in the human body in response to it because they haven't even isolated the damn virus yet. But what they're saying here is that the people who wear the masks develop symptoms that they're calling COVID-19, meaning wearing the mask is what causes respiratory distress. The respiratory distress then gives rise to respiratory infections. And if you have any kind of respiratory infection, they're simply declaring it a COVID-19. Well, let's be real here. If you get into a car accident, they're declaring that COVID-19. You die in a motorcycle accident, they're declaring that COVID-19. You die of a heart attack, they're declaring that COVID-19. So just because they slap a COVID-19 label on it doesn't mean anybody anywhere on the planet has it. They don't. Going on. Talking about some of the shucksters behind this con, this fraud, this global crime, we've got over in Breitbart. Dr. Anthony Fauci suggests Americans should consider canceling Thanksgiving. There we go, people. More of that behavior modification. Remember, it's about culture canceling. Remember, that's a phrase they have been throwing out there, and I will agree with that to a certain extent, because that's what the international communists want to do. They always want to destroy your sense of history, our sense of history, the actual history, the real history, as best as we can determine, because remember, the history books are full of lies too, but they still even want to get rid of that, because according to the communists, there is no history until the point of where they took over. From the point where they took over, suddenly humans have history. And an example of that, of course, is communist China. When the communists took over and Mao Zedong came in, one of the very first things they did was eradicate the knowledge of history of the Chinese people. The Chinese people are only now rediscovering that they have a history that goes back some 5,000 years. They've had entire generations grow up and not even know that they have this long, long history. Because according to the communists, history of the Chinese people didn't start until the communist revolution. Going on. Now, let's talk about how they get away with some of this over in Investment Watch blog. Sean Ono Lennon. That sounds like John Lennon, right? Sean Ono Lennon. It is no longer an exaggeration to say that the collusion between social media and media, and when they say media, they mean the mass lying media, the collusion between social media and media to manipulate our reality for the benefit of their political agendas has reached Stalinist proportions. No shit. Well, it's no curiosity because the goddamn Zionist Jews that were running Stalinist are also the ones running our mass media now. So it is not like it has reached Stalinist proportions. It is of Stalinist proportions, and the same fucking type people and type of people are right behind it. and to support, give that a little bit more tooth over in Nuke Pro. I like this one. Ashkenazi Jews are in charge of fact-checking, a.k.a. censorship at Twitter. Well, in fact, they're in charge of all the mass media, or 90% of the global media, aren't they? But I love this. Ashkenazi Jews. They didn't just say Jews. Ashkenazi Jews, you know, the N-A-Z-E, Nazi. That's where the real term Nazi comes from, by the way. The Ashkenazi Jews who ran the socialist, National Socialist Germany. Remember, the Germans never called themselves Nazis. They called themselves National Socialists. The term Nazi was applied to them outside of the country. Going on. I like this. Over in Natural News, reports. Hunter Biden's hard drive revealed, quote, underage obsessions, unquote, FBI assigned child porn investigator. Now, didn't we just have an example of some of this underage obsession by, well, the very president of the United States? Didn't we just hear her confession? And there's a video with it. You actually see her. It's not just an audio track. It's actually a video and audio track. You actually see her talking about this. Didn't we just have a public declaration by one of Donald Trump's underage victims about how he raped her, broke her virginity, and then scolded her for crying about it, and then told her she's supposed to be grateful that someone like Donald Trump popped her cherry? Well, I think we got the same kind of thing here. Don't you agree, people? Hunter Biden's hard drive. Hey, I'll tell you what, if the worst thing he had on there would be his underage obsession, that would almost be forgivable compared to the crimes they actually do get away with. What are some of the crimes they get away with? Oh, let's see here. Oh, well, I'll get to that in a second. One other thing about the Bidens. I like this over in Blacklisted News. Joe Biden says he supports 8-year-old changing gender. 8-year-old children changing gender. I will flat out just change the law. Now, if that doesn't say pedophilia to you, I don't know what will. Let's keep going here. We're going on about the Biden still over in WomenSystems.com. WomenSystems.com. First time I ever saw this site. Second batch of smoking gun emails reveal Hunter Biden's dealings with, quote, disappeared, end quote, Chinese energy company chairman about his $30 million consultancy fee for introductions alone. And that's called pay for play, people. That's pay for play. But remember, now the Chinese energy company, one of their, I think he was the CEO. I'm trying to remember the whole story. Let me see if they got it down here. I like this. I think the he was, I remember if he was the CEO or the financial chief officer, FCO, but he disappeared. Just one day just disappeared. But before that, he had actually given a $30 million consultancy fee to Hunter Biden for introduction alone. Now, going into what some of the stuff they found on his computer hard drive, it says the trove of email. Oh, an email. So it's not even on just his computer, but, of course, it's going to be over there in the NSA because they keep a record of everybody's fucking emails. FBI has a copy of it. CIA has a copy of it. And, of course, Google, whoever he was sending his emails through, they all have copies of it. So it says the trove of emails has set a series of political shockwaves, including, quote, the laptop was revealed to include pictures of Hunter with what appears to be a crack pipe and an 11-minute sex and drug video, which is still to be seen. Twitter barred the Trump campaign from its account for trying to share the original story about Hunter's Ukraine emails amid a mounting row over censorship by it and Facebook. It says Donald Trump seized on the release, orchestrated by his personal attorney Rudy Giuliani, to call his rivals a corrupt politician. Well, they're all corrupt. Anyway, it goes on just talking about some of the secondary actions that have been undertaken with this revelation, the discovery of this hunt of these emails, and also of this computer, which had these emails and pictures and images and videos on them. So yes, that's politics as usual, right there, people. Going on, I like this in the category of, well, gee, really? Cryptagon, ex-Mexican army chief arrested in U.S. on charges said to involve drug trafficking and money laundering. No, say it isn't so. Really? Drug cartels, you know, politicians and army officers from the Mexican army, and it's not just the Mexican army people, it's here too, but army officers being involved with drug trafficking and money laundering in Mexico? That failed narco state? No way, I don't believe it. This is more just disinformation, people. That's all it is. Now, talking about in the category of the largest ecological disaster in human history. Remember that? Remember something called Fukushima, where all that radiation, in fact, more radiation was released from that single event than all the nuclear bombs in the world, all the tested nuclear bombs that were exploded below ground, above ground, and in the air put together? Remember that? Well, over in RT, Russia Today, Japan expected to dump over 1 million tons, not 1 million pounds, 1 million tons is 2 billion pounds of radioactive Fukushima water into the Pacific. Fishermen fear catastrophic impact. No, say it isn't so, because Japan, in their Fukushima reactor, used some of the most noxious radioactive fuel ever conceived by the human mind. They didn't just use uranium or plutonium. They used, americium. Americium is something like 100 times or 1,000 times more noxious than even uranium. I forget the exact number, but it was a staggering number. And there was a bunch of other stuff, MOX fuel, that's what it was. Which is a mixture of all these really exotic radioactive materials, none of which occur naturally in nature, except uranium. Uranium is the only one that occurs in nature. Everything above that is man-made in another nuclear reactor somewhere. And that's what this nuclear fuel was composed of that got out of the genie's bottle. And now they've been using these massive water tanks, but guess what? They're all full. They got to still keep pouring water on it. They drain the water off, put them in these massive water tanks, which is now all completely radioactive. And guess what? The tanks are full. So their plan is, we'll just dump it in the Pacific Ocean. What can go wrong there? One other thing in the category of, this is interesting, also over in RT. Scientists create camera that films in 3D, in three dimensions, at 100 billion frames per second. 100 billion frames per second. You couldn't even watch 1 second worth of film then, because your lifetime isn't long enough to look at 100 billion frames. You imagine that? They catch rates of motion. They can see stuff so fast, 100 billion frames, that you could not watch 1 second of actual film. Your lifetime simply isn't long enough for that. That's how many frames a billion frames is. If you spent your entire lifetime from the time you were born until the time you lived to be 100, you couldn't watch 100 billion frames. That's amazing. Anyway, one last in the category of last one obnoxious crimes against humanity, over in Red Pill University. Gates, and they're talking about Bill Gates, Gates vaccine spreads polio across Africa. No, say it isn't so. It says, quote, the UN recently admitted the new cases of polio have resulted in Africa from an oral polio vaccine developed with strong support from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. William Engdahl questions why Gates pushes polio vaccines in Africa when many more lives could be saved, especially children, with investments in clean water and proper sanitation. He says Gates' motives appear to be linked with the Rockefellers, who funded eugenics programs that funded the development of polio vaccines through the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, also known as the March of Dimes. Engdahl makes the case that polio is not caused by a virus, but was initially caused by the pesticide DDT, a poison that affects the central nervous system that was widely used in the 1940s and 1950s. He wrote that the Salk polio vaccine was first developed in 1955, which is 2 years after the dramatic decline in registered polio cases, because they had stopped using DDT by that point. Anyway, this gives you an idea of the sickos that want to rule over us people, and just imagine what life or death will be like if we allow them to win. Anyway, that's it for me, so unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice.
Hey, J.D. Okay,
yeah, come on up.
Hey, it's Misty. Okay. I just can't get my head wrapped around... Hey, J.D., I can't get my... Okay, we know for a fact that this COVID-19 is basically just the common cold, you know, and like you keep explaining is that they haven't even identified it, isolated it. So what, in fact, are they basing when they tell someone, oh, you tested positive for COVID, what are they basing that on? And are the doctors that are, is everybody just freaking a part of this? I mean, that's what I just can't wrap my head around. They tell someone you have COVID-19, yet we know there's no, they haven't even identified it. Can you just help me wrap my mind around that? I can't get it.
Right. Now, let's start off with a couple of things. First off, the test that they're exhibiting has very, very strict storage utilization and then shipping guidelines. And I'll give you one line here. And this is straight from the CDC report that I was just talking to you about, CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus Real-Time RT-PCR Diagnostic Panel. Now, this is for the what's called reagent storage handling and stability. And I'm just going to give you one or two. Store all dry primers, and that's the test kit, and probes, and the positive control, and COVID VPC at 2 to 8 Celsius until rehydrated for use. Store liquid HSC control materials at minus 20 degrees Celsius. Now, it goes on talking about this. What this basically says is, before you use, while you have the test, and you even have it on site to utilize it, you're supposed to just bring it up to room temperature shortly before utilization, and then very quickly chill it back down to storage temperature, which is about 0 degrees Fahrenheit, roughly. 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, here's what you never see. When you see them exhibiting or giving all of these so-called nasal swabs and COVID-19 tests, you never see them walking over with a special styrofoam container. They pull the top off, and you see the cold, the freezing air actually coming out of it, because this stuff is supposed to be stored at roughly minus 20 to minus 30 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the temperature it has to be stored at. You let it warm for 5 to 10 minutes. You exhibit, you give the test. You take the swab, and then you're supposed to store it back down to that temperature for transportation to the laboratory. You never see that. So just by the way they handle it, all the tests are invalid, period. Now let's go on with your question. What are they testing for? The primer sequence that is put in these tests, that is, there is a small genetic sequence already in the test. That is, before the test is even given to anybody, there's already DNA material in there. What is it? It is a 16-segment part of a human gene number 8. Every person on the planet has it. So no matter who you give the test to, if that's what they're declaring is the basis of the test, because that's the primer sequence that's in there, it should get a 100% positive test, whether you give it to somebody or not. If you just let the test sit there and run itself, because there's already DNA material contained in it, it will amplify that. What will it amplify? It will amplify that 16 segment of the human gene number 8, and you will have DNA material, and they'll declare it's a positive test. Now, why do they get some negatives? Because they're not storing it properly with the temperature. Not only that, but it is not a test. The PCR test, the RT-PCR test, is not a test. It's a technique, a method used by geneticists for DNA amplification. That is all it is for. As I've said, it's like using a voltmeter to go over and tell me how much money I have in my bank account. Now, a voltmeter will work fine to tell me volts. My bank account will work fine to tell me how much money I have in there, but one does absolutely nothing to tell me about the other. I can't use my bank account to tell me how many volts I'm reading. I can't use my voltmeter to tell me how much money's in my bank account. But yet that's exactly what they're doing when they tell you the COVID-19 test is this RT-PCR test. No, it isn't. It has nothing to do with it. It will not identify any disease, much less a specific pathogen like COVID-19, which has still never been found as a genetically unique virus. Nobody's found it yet. They have no isolates, even by the CDC's own admission in this report, which I got to find the page it's on. So why are they saying this? Because this is a political emergency. COVID-19 is a political crisis, not a medical one. This is an attempt by the international communists to seize the planet under the guise of a pandemic, because the pandemic gives them all of the criteria they need to do these lockdowns. There is no other thing they can do. There is no other crisis that they could declare where they can keep having this invisible enemy that would even require you to walk around wearing a douchebag on your face, and then they would get away with it, without getting away with it, because people would see any other form of macro threat. If it's a war, you're going to see the opposing army. You're going to see the bombs. You're going to see the bullets. If it's a bunch of thieves just going on a rampage through a country, you're going to see the thieves. But when it's microscopic and you can't see it, oh, that's the invisible enemy. That's the enemy they like the best, because you can't say it's not there. And that's why they're using the scandemic, which is exactly what I said was going to happen back in 2014 and 2015 when they tried this with the MERS and the Ebola and the Zika. Remember all those? So anyway, I hope I answered your question a little bit.
JD, can I just add to what Misty asked? Hi, Misty. Bill Gates's corporation gives all these pricks money every year. All his foundation's also the one financing all these goddamn tests that JD's talking about. So I mean, if that doesn't draw the corruption picture, nothing will. I mean, Bill Gates has got all these guys bought, is what it is.
All paid off.
Well, I understand that 100%. So I guess the answer to my question is, it is so deep that even the freaking doctors are collaborating with this bullshit. Correct?
Right. Go
ahead.
The foundation pays their fucking bills, man. This Bill Gates Foundation, he gives hundreds of millions of dollars to these foundations that pay the doctors, that pay the politicians. He's got, you take out Bill Gates, all this goes away.
Well, there's plenty of doctors out there telling you that this is a lie. I mean, it ain't like every doctor. Yeah. And check this out, dude. Just to put this in a perspective that everybody can understand. Now, Joe Biden's, some of his, re-election team, one or two of them ended up with having coronavirus. So I think it was Kamala Harris, because she still wants to go out on the campaign trail. So they have her up there, and they said that she had passed, four negative coronavirus tests. And the one reporter looks over at the other reporter and says, yeah, but that could be four false negatives, right? And the other one, yeah, that could be. Okay, this is bullshit, plain and simple. I mean, come on. That being said,
when all this funding was put aside for the COVID-19, the billions of dollars, none of that was for medical research. All of it was to bribe doctors, hospitals, and institutions. Remember all the payments that went out when a hospital made a COVID diagnosis? Well, they got $13,000. If they stayed in there, they got $50,000. If they actually got them on a respirator for at least 30 minutes or more, that was $100,000+.
And that money came from Bill Gates.
No. Well, the government paid the U.S. government.
Okay. Okay, I forgot about that part, that they were getting paid. I got
right,
you.
And remember,
you.
That, all that COVID money, that the billions they put aside, those would have paid bribes. None of it actually went to any research. None of it.
Yeah, because there's nothing to research. And then, anyway, we're at the almost the bottom of the second hour, and we're going to call it
just follow the money.
There you go. We're going to call it a program. We'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until we fucking blast it out of here. That's just all there is to it, people. There is no second choice. And if you want to do something, any little thing, if you're not going to do nothing at all, just least unregister to vote. That is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
Thank you, sir.
Done all I can do.
Cookies!